Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Memorial Day weekend.
Woo.
Yay. Ready for it. You ready for it? Drive safe if you're out and about. We'll keep you posted on what's happening around here this hour. As a matter of fact, Austin's all ready to go in a few minutes. He's got that five-day forecast for us. He's going to tell you just how great that weather is going to be this Memorial Day.
Indeed, especially for beachgoers.
You're really excited about this one. Okay, let's go ahead and take care of some business. Here is your top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
You like that setup I gave you there, bud?
Yeah.
All ready to go. Okay, here's number one. The Escambia Children's Trust hoping to reach a solution with Escambia County Commissioners. It's on the back tax issues. ECT still owes a total of $1.185 million in tax payments to the county. The ECT's executive board going to vote on an amendment to the interlocal agreement recommendation. This will happen at the June 10th. Board meeting, BOCC Chair Mike Kohler saying he does not want any interlocal agreement with the Children's Trust. He says, show me the money. The organization owns Escambia County.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon. Escambia County plans to dissolve the Human Relations Commission after Clerk of Court Pam Childers uncovered several areas of concern. Childers is now recommending the county eliminate the unnecessary and frivolous spending involved in the program. Escambia's Board of County Commissioners is scheduled to vote on repealing the ordinance that establishes the HRC at its next meeting on June 5th.
And number three, the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's estuary programs launching an investigation to determine where all of the darn sediment's coming from. Grant funds from NOAA will be used to locate the sources of sediment flowing into Pensacola Bay. For years, the deposit has leached into local water bodies and hampered efforts to reestablish those valuable oyster beds.
All right, just about 6:15. We'll get your local headlines in just a moment. But first, let's get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Still have some backups on I-10 East. This is going to be if you are approaching 9 Mile Road. There is just a slight wave of congestion that stemmed from the accident we had earlier this afternoon. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, looking, let's see, around 84 degrees officially. The heat probably has it feeling a little bit warmer. Heat index sitting at 90 degrees. There it is. Tonight's low is going to be 73. This weekend's going to have a pair of sunny days, highs just below 90. So as I said, going to be a good day for the beach. Memorial Day, it's going to be warm, sunny throughout the day. May see some slight rain chances as we get into the latter half of your holiday Monday.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, it's been an interesting week as Governor DeSantis and Representative Alex Andrade shared their views into the Hope Florida Foundation controversy, which has sparked some pretty heated debates between the two. Earlier today, Alex Andrade on Pensacola Morning News.
I just turned over information of a crime to law enforcement and said, do with it what you will. My comments this week when news broke about a law enforcement investigation were literally, I'm not in a place to comment on law enforcement activity. I think a crime happened, but that's up to law enforcement. That's the correct position someone without a political agenda should have.
Okay, at the center of the controversy is a $10 million diversion from a Medicaid settlement by DeSantis' then chief of staff to the Hope Florida Foundation. Now, meanwhile, Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, appearing in Pensacola this morning, commented on that investigation into Hope Florida and the settlement that some believe was funneled possibly illegally into anti-marijuana initiatives last fall.
It is completely proper, and the courts have said that public officials certainly have a right, maybe even a duty, to take action in those fights to protect our state, to protect our laws from harmful amendments like that. I think we've built something very special in the state of Florida over the last 6 years. That fight was important to me, important to the state. I think if that amendment had passed, we would have gone the direction of Colorado and California and other states, many jurisdictions where you see two or threefold the number of ER visits for young kids.
Okay, Uthmeyer was speaking about anti-vaping initiatives, a partnership with the State Department of Education, and prosecute violators of the parental rights in education law. And this week, Mr. Uthmeyer was pretty darn busy. He announced the winners of the state's first ever Law Enforcement Team of the Year Award. He did this on Thursday. Here's Kevin Urinsky.
The award recognized sheriff's deputies and dispatchers from Palm Beach and Martin counties who worked together to capture suspect Ryan Ruth after his failed assassination attempt of President Trump last September.
It started with an off-duty Palm Beach sheriff's officer getting a tip about what was going on, immediately reacting, notifying other officers in the area.
Uthmeyer saying of the effort and ensuing chase, which led to Ruth's capture,
it could have been a much worse day.
And not allowing the recipients of the award to dismiss their accomplishments.
They were not going to let you get away with that. We're going to give you an award. You deserve it.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Yeah, that was actually a well-placed segue there because a Largo man facing federal charges after a bomb hoax shut down the FBI's Tampa field office for hours on Tuesday morning. Authorities say Nick Wayne Goodman left a suspicious backpack and threatening signs outside the building. No explosives were found, but the incident triggered a bomb squad response and forced the FBI building to close for about 5 hours. Goodman is charged with conveying false information and could face up to 5 years in prison.
A woman down in South Florida went ballistic recently and is charged after police say she attacked a 72-year-old man wearing a MAGA hat. Gary Baumgarten has the details.
Cops say it all started with a conversation when Laura Garrett walked up to the man and asked him why he supported President Trump. But it quickly devolved when the 33-year-old poured the contents of a can over his head and then slammed the can into his head and shoulder. Something she denies. Largo, Florida police say she also fought with the arresting officer, adding to her list of charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And two Florida parents are being jailed for not ensuring their children were attending school. According to a release, a truancy court judge sentenced one parent to 6 months, while another received 90 days for failing to guarantee their children were showing up to class regularly and in a timely manner. Marion County Public Schools said that it looks to the truancy court as a last-ditch effort to hold parents accountable for their children's school participation or lack thereof.
Okay, of course, the National Weather Center predicting and actually reporting today, no tropical cyclone activity is expected over the next 7 days as we approach the official start of the 25 Atlantic hurricane season on June 1st. City of Tampa preparing itself for the hurricane season.
Tampa Stormwater Department gave an update on hurricane preparedness in front of City Council Thursday. Mobility Director Vic Bide went over a list of equipment the city has at its disposal. He said they've already tested backup generators at the pump stations, and a consultant hired by the city went over the study they're conducting of Tampa's drainage basins to help identify flooding problems. But residents also voiced their concerns. During public comment, they showed City Council members pictures of neighborhood ditches and ponds that they argued have not been addressed. They said they want more transparency, and with hurricane season right around the corner, they're worried.
Now, the Stormwater Department did acknowledge they need more updated equipment as well as personnel, and so they're in the process of working on a business plan to identify additional needs. In Tampa, Ariel Placencia, Fox News.
6:20, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting headlines happening across the United States of America today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The following heartwarming yet informative scene is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Son, your grandpa and I used to work on this car together, and when I'm gone, I want you to have it.
Wow. Thanks, Dad.
Doesn't count. What you need is a will. Luckily, Trust and Will makes it easy. Designed by attorneys, but customized by you, you can easily create a state-specific, legally valid document that actually counts. Now, let's let the engine do the talking, am I right? Start your will at trustandwill.com. Use offer code COUNT for 20% off and make it count. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. For details, see trustandwill.com.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as a fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Colby Jack Pub Burger and Lemon Ice are back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery and curbside pickup is available. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
May is Older Americans Month. Join Dawn and a patient from Ashner Navant Health 65 Plus on the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10:30. They'll be highlighting aging trends, answering questions and texts, and discuss how Ashner Navant Health 65 Plus can help you, who they are, and where they're located on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Pensacola celebrates its first National Maritime Day, and we had a speaker tell us about the state of our maritime production capability compared to how China's doing it. What exactly is Medicaid expansion, and why didn't Florida do it? We talked with Alex Andrade about that. Had a very interesting conversation with a prominent liberal Democrat in the legislature, Anna Eskamani. And why did the Transgressors Memorial Service celebrate the preservation of the NFL's tush push? Find out on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:24, News Radio 92.3. We're watching that money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks finishing lower for the day and week as global trade tensions have reignited. President Trump said on his Truth Social platform that trade discussions with the European Union aren't going well and that he recommends a 50% tariff on imports. In a separate post, the president said that any iPhone sold in the U.S. must be made in our country and that Apple would have to pay a tariff of at least 25% if that does not happen. The president says he would not just target Apple. Samsung and other phone makers would face similar tariffs by the end of June. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Chevron, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow decliners, Apple, Salesforce, and Visa. The Dow falling 256 points. The Nasdaq lower by 189. S&P 500 down 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Still got some minor backups on I-10 East, passing over Pine Forest Road, heading towards Highway 29, but that has greatly lessened since we've been covering it throughout this afternoon. The only major spot I'm seeing right now, and this is not a surprise, is if you are traveling over the Navarre Beach Bridge trying to get onto the bridge. We do have a lot of congestion in that area, so it looks like some people trying to celebrate Memorial Day even earlier than we thought. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 73. This weekend's going to be very sunny, very hot, highs just under 90, not including heat index. On Monday, it'll be similar, but closer to Monday night, we may see some slight weather chances bleed in.
Not everybody is as lucky as we are, especially if you live up in the northern part of the country. Fans gearing up for the Indy 500 on Sunday. They're hoping Mother Nature will be friendly on race day, and it has. The front's moved through, and so they're showing race day should look pretty darn good up at Indy. Here's the latest from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
It's really warmed up over the course of the day. This morning, I'm not going to lie, I was shivering out here. It was a little bit chilly, but I'm in the shade. Out in the sun, it feels great. People have walked up to me and said they feel like frolicking around. That's how great it feels. So the vibes are good here. People are everywhere, and race cars actually just got off the track because it is carb day here at IMS. And a lot of fans are excited. Some people have been camping out since yesterday morning, but people are hoping that throughout the weekend that the weather stays like this.
And five people are reportedly facing charges related to helping escaped inmates from a jail in New Orleans. Phone records show Connie Whedon has been in contact with one of the men who is still on the run. That's according to state police, who say she was also sending him money through a Cash App. Three other women have also been taken into custody for allegedly helping Indy escape.
Something went terribly wrong in Southern California. Federal investigators are now in the San Diego area beginning their look at what led to that private plane crash that resulted in multiple fatalities. Here's Goodell Scott.
I've been here talking to some of the travelers that are passing through Newark today. When they hear about the air traffic control issues and they hear about the FAA issues, they're nervous. But there's also some optimism among them because they know that the FAA and airlines are working to address the underlying issues. So they're hoping that their travel will go just as planned. We've seen some terrible delays in recent weeks, some as long as hours. And a lot of that is caused by multiple reasons. We've got outdated FAA equipment that the transportation secretary showed all of us during a recent press conference. We also have a shortage of air traffic controllers across the country, and here at Newark specifically, ongoing construction on a runway.
The crash took the lives of music agency founder Dave Shapiro and two other employees of his company, Sound Talent Group. For residents displaced, San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria said he'll ensure
those who are not able to access their homes are well supported until they're able to get back into their homes.
NTSB investigator Elliot Simpson said they will learn as much as they can.
Documenting the accident site and then plan on recovering the airplane to a secure location on Saturday.
A full NTSB report is more than a year away, but Simpson said preliminary findings will be released in a couple of weeks. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And the Trump administration suing several New Jersey cities for resisting the feds with their sanctuary city policies. The Department of Justice has filed civil lawsuits against the mayors and other officials of Newark, Jersey City, Hoboken, and Paterson, according to multiple sources, claiming they have been illegally preventing immigration agents from arresting and deporting illegal immigrants. In a statement, Newark Mayor Ross Baraka calls the lawsuit absurd. He was arrested in that chaotic scene outside of the Delaney Hall detention facility earlier this month.
Okay, 2025 hurricane season coming up on June 1st. That, of course, goes through November 30th. NOAA is giving its predictions ahead of the hurricane season. Brandi Campbell has the latest.
With the Atlantic hurricane season starting June 1st, NOAA has announced what they think the season will look like. They predict there's a 60% chance this Atlantic hurricane season will be above normal with activity. They expect 13 to 19 named storms to form, with 3 to 5 of those becoming a major hurricane.
So the biggest factor is the conditions local to the Atlantic, above normal sea surface temperatures, reduced trade winds, and we're seeing some pretty low wind shear right now.
And while we are looking ahead to what could happen this season, Ken Graham reminded us, no matter the forecast, it only takes one. This as they ask everyone to plan for this season. In Gretna, Louisiana, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And a bill banning Texas cities from using taxpayer money to fund out-of-state abortion travel is on its way to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. The Texas House approved the measure on Thursday by an 87-58 vote. The Senate passed a bill last month. Austin City Council allocated $400,000 to pay for lodging and travel expenses to Texas residents who get abortions in other states. The new law would prohibit such an arrangement.
Here's something you need to think about. Yeah, planning ahead. That's what I'm going at here. On Monday, of course, Memorial Day, that holiday will disrupt some services in Escambia County, as many county offices will be closed Monday. ECAT will not run regular bus or flex transit service. Pensacola Beach trolleys will operate Monday from 4 till midnight, and regular ECAT service will return on Tuesday. All right, coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump signing 4 executive orders today aimed at expanding U.S. nuclear energy production.
He believes the actions announced today will get nuclear plants operational in 3 to 5 year range after natural gas. He says it's the second largest source of energy. And at the heart of this is artificial intelligence. The president sees that the demand for the power once these AI data centers come online will exceed the supply in the not too distant future.
Fox's Edward Lawrence, the Trump administration blocked from revoking Harvard University's ability to enroll international students. Fox's Jared Halpern.
A federal judge in Boston has blocked the administration's order, saying the institution would sustain immediate and irreparable injury and the status quo should be preserved until a hearing.
White House Ivy League school have been feuding over several issues, including campus protests over the war in Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia Children's Trust hoping to reach a solution with Escambia County Commissioners on the back taxes issue. The ECT still owes a total of $1.185 million in tax payments to the county. The ECT's executive board will vote on an amended interlocal agreement recommendation at its June 10th board meeting. Board of County Commission Chair Mike Kohler says he does not want any interlocal agreement with the Children's Trust. Instead, he's saying, show me the money the organization owes the county.
Okay, here's number two. Escambia County plans to dissolve the Human Relations Commission after Clerk of Court Pam Childers uncovered several areas of concern. Childers is now recommending the court eliminate the unnecessary and frivolous spending involved in that program. Escambia's Board of County Commissioners scheduled to vote on repealing the ordinance that establishes the HRC. That's going to happen at the next meeting on June 5th.
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon, the Pensacola and Perdido Bays Estuary Program launching an investigation to determine where all the sediment is coming from. Grant funds from NOAA will be used to locate the sources of sediment flowing into Pensacola Bay. For years now, the deposit has leached into local water bodies and hampered efforts to reestablish oyster beds.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Gilgeous Alexander sneaks inside and flips it up and in. He's got 23. Lou Dort on the drive finds Holmgren. Holmgren off the glass. Jalen Williams puts up a three. Bang! Jalen Williams with a big three-pointer. Wallace launches a three. It's good! A thunder explosion once again here in the third quarter. It's a 24-point lead.
On ESPN, the Oklahoma City Thunder went up 2-0 on the Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Oklahoma City beat Minnesota 118-103. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander received his first MVP award before the game, then went out and scored 38 points to lead the Thunder. Jalen Williams added 26. Chet Holmgren had 22. OKC up 2-0 on Minnesota, which got 32 points from Anthony Edwards. The series shifts to Minneapolis for games 3 and 4. Game 3 tomorrow. At Madison Square Garden tonight, the Knicks will try to hit a hard reset to erase their memory of a demoralizing loss in Game 1 when New York blew a 17-point lead with under 6.5 minutes to go and lost in overtime to the Pacers. Game 2 tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Another hot ticket in New York City, the cheapest way in at secondary ticket reseller SeatGeek through standing room only, starting at close to $600.
Verhaeghe shooting. That doesn't get through. He's got it again. Another shot scores. Carter Verhaeghe with a power play goal. And it's 3-0 Florida.
On Sportsnet, the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers shut out the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final in Raleigh, 5-0. One game after Florida won the opener, 5-2. Sam Bennett scored twice for the Panthers. Sergei Bobrovsky only had to make 17 saves. Florida hosts Game 3 tomorrow, 2 wins from returning to the Cup Final. In Dallas tonight, Game 2 of the Western Final, the Stars won the opener against the Oilers. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right. You know, we were hearing some talk about the NBA postseason and everything. Well, just now, getting underway on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, you can tune in to ECF Game 2, Pacers versus Knicks. Once again, our coverage on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, just now getting underway for that. You can listen to ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or you can download the ESPN Pensacola mobile app for free.
So far, not a very good week for the Wahoos when it comes to bringing up the subject of Birmingham. Yeah, the Barons brought out the bats again Thursday night as they downed Pensacola 4-2. That was game 3 of their 6-game series. Pensacola now 23-19 in the season. First pitch is now gone out. Heck, they're already in inning number 2 over there. So yeah. There you go. Speaking of teams who have not had a very good winning streak luck lately, Colorado Rockies breaking records, though not an ideal one. Here's Joe Morgan.
The Colorado Rockies are off to a brutal start. The Phillies defeated the Rockies 2-0 on Thursday to sweep the 4-game series, dropping Colorado to 8-42. It's the worst 50-game start in Major League Baseball's modern era, and the Rockies are on pace to lose 136 games this season. That would pass the 1899 Cleveland Spiders for the most losses by an MLB team, just 1 year after the White Sox set the modern era record, losing 121 times. Colorado has now been shut out 8 times this season, and they have committed 45 errors through 50 games. The most by a team since the 2019 Seattle Mariners. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Tom Brady reportedly thinking of coming out of retirement to play Olympic flag football. There are several reports indicating Brady may try to suit up for Team USA when flag football debuts at the 2028 Summer Olympics in L.A. Brady would be 50 years old when the games begin, assuming that he does take on that challenge. NFL owners unanimously approved the participation of current and former players earlier this week.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I've seen enough. The Minnesota Timberwolves aren't beating the Oklahoma City Thunder 4 times. The Thunder beat the Timberwolves in Game 1 by 26 points, and then OKC took a 2-0 series lead when they defeated Minnesota in Game 2 by 15. Now the series shifts to Minnesota for Games 3 and 4, and sure, the Timberwolves can grab one at home, but ultimately I think the series will go back to Oklahoma City for a Game 5, and the Thunder will take care of business in a gentleman's sweep and advance to the NBA Finals. I'm Zach Gelb.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing. Selling your home? With Ready, the best real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing. $2,000, $5,000, as much as $10,000 just for the chance to sell your home. So when you're ready to sell, give us a call and give us the basic information about your property. We'll notify all those smart agents who signed up with Ready, and within 48 hours, they'll be competing to sell your home. Pick the best one, get thousands up front. Call Ready, 888-551-READY. That's 888-551-REDY.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, this weekend not only kicks off the unofficial start of summer, but perhaps the unofficial start to barbecue season. Here's some tips to keep you safe.
Barbecuing this Memorial Day weekend? The National Fire Protection Association wants you to be safe, saying to do your due diligence. Keep children and pets away from grills, whether they're propane or charcoal. That grills should only be used outdoors and well away from a home, deck railings, and out from under the eaves and overhanging branches. Avoid fires by keeping your grill clean. Remove grease and fat buildup. And don't start a propane grill with a lid closed. For charcoal grills, let the coals completely cool before disposing in a metal container. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And California's state budget plan suggests that Medicaid may soon require prior approvals for hospice care, potentially saving $25 million over 2 years and over $50 million long-term. If enacted, it would reportedly be the first such rule in the U.S. However, some experts warn this could delay patient care, increase healthcare costs, and stress providers and insurers. Community-based hospices, already short-staffed, might stop accepting Medi-Cal patients, especially in rural areas, leading to costly emergency room visits or longer nursing facility stays.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Republicans are seeking to drag former President Joe Biden's doctor and other Biden staff members before Congress to see just what they knew about the former president's health. Peter Ducey at the White House this afternoon joins us.
And the small group of staffers that formed a tight circle around Joe Biden for his one and only term all just got letters from the House Oversight Committee to come in and explain what they did or did not do to conceal his decline from the American public. So, the following Biden folks, go check your mail. His former physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the former director of the Domestic Policy Council, Neera Tanden, the former assistant to the president and chief of staff to the First Lady, Anthony Bernal, the former assistant to the president and deputy chief of staff, Annie Tomasini, and the former deputy assistant to the president and director of strategic outreach, Ashley Williams.
Okay, here's a story of hope. Weight loss drugs may help cut some of those cancer risks. Here's Jill Nato.
Researchers from New York University have been looking at records for 170,000 patients, and they say it looks like there's a slightly lower risk of obesity-related cancers in American adults with diabetes when they took drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. They say after 4 years, those who took the GLP-1 drugs had a 7% lower risk of developing an obesity-related cancer than those who took other drugs. However, the GLP-1 drugs had more of an impact on cutting the risk of cancer for women than in men. More than a dozen cancers are associated with obesity. Jill Nato, Fox News.
655 or 645. Don't look at me.
Don't get too eager now.
No. 645. All right, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Well, it feels like the first time in forever that I've been able to say this, but it looks like there's not really much going on the roads. We were dealing with some backups on Navarre Beach Bridge, trying to get onto the beach, and also on I-10 for the longest time, but both of those areas have seemingly cleared out. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 73 tonight. This weekend's going to have a pair of sunny, clear, beautiful days, but then on Monday, especially the latter half of, we may see some slight rain chances bleed in.
You know, if you don't like cool or cold temperatures, don't go to the Northeast this weekend. Cold temperatures continue up there, and stormy weather comes to the Mississippi Valley. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather update.
A powerful coastal storm is continuing to bring wet weather, blustery conditions, and colder than average temperatures for the Northeast. Better weather for the region this weekend, but unfortunately, parts of the plains of the Mississippi Valley are in for a stormy weekend with the risk for stronger storms and heavy rainfall that could lead to flash flooding. Warm temperatures and dry conditions have prompted fire alerts for the Southwest. Please stay tuned to Fox Weather for all of your latest forecast details this long holiday weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
President Donald Trump signing a series of executive orders today to overhaul the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, speeding up the deployment of new nuclear power reactors in the U.S. Trump's orders call for a total and complete reform of the 50-year-old agency. Under the new rules, the commission will be forced to decide on nuclear reactor licenses within 18 months. Chicago Federal Reserve President Austin Goolsbee says the latest tariffs threat from the president have complicated policy, likely putting off changes to interest rates. He revealed the Fed will hold steady as it evaluates the fluctuating trade policy and how it impacts inflation and employment. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street to end a volatile week of trading, with the Dow falling more than 250 points, the S&P off by 39, and the Nasdaq dropping 188. Crude oil futures for July are under 62 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, U.S. Steel will remain an American company. There you go. You can smile about that. President Trump says it's a doggone good deal. Here's Jared Halpern.
U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel will enter a planned partnership, President Trump says, keeping the company's headquarters in Pittsburgh. The president says the partnership will include a $14 billion investment and create 70,000 jobs. He also announced a rally at U.S. Steel next week. Nippon's bid to purchase U.S. Steel was blocked by former President Biden in January. President Trump also opposed that deal. In response, Nippon offered a partnership which required a federal oversight board's review. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And millions of holiday travelers enjoying cheap gas this Memorial Day weekend. Gas Buddy says the national average for a gallon of gas is about $3 and 8 cents, which would be the cheapest Memorial Day gas since 2021. AAA says over 39 million people will travel by car over the holiday weekend. That's up 3% from last year.
Okay, I got to tell you this. If you do not like pennies, you're going to like this story here. The U.S. Treasury is going to stop making pennies starting next year. Kelly Sabrini explains why.
Last year, $85 million were lost creating pennies. It cost the Mint 3.7 cents to produce each penny. Nickels also cost more to produce, but that's not the case for dimes and quarters. Now we know that cashless transactions have changed our penny use already. The Mint produced over 4 billion fewer pennies than it did in 2020 last year. Four bills were previously introduced to remove the penny. Since 1989, this has been a bipartisan issue. Why hasn't it happened yet? Well, I spoke to Mark Weller, who has been defending the penny for decades, and he says that if we get rid of it, what's going to come next? The nickel.
And McDonald's is announcing most of its U.S. restaurants will have extended hours of operation soon. A spokesperson told The Independent that a vast majority of its restaurants will stay open until or after midnight starting this summer. The extended hours will feature most of the signature menu items. However, the spokesperson said individual franchisees would ultimately make those calls. Restaurants in non-traditional locations, such as airports or mall food courts, whatever else, will be exceptions to the new rule, but will be back open during normal breakfast hours.
649 News Radio 92.3, your Windows computer might be compromised along with your password. Here's Eben Brown.
Microsoft is working with law enforcement to disrupt what they call the leading tool used by hackers to steal personal information from Windows users. It's a piece of malware known as Luma Stealer. It's developed by a suspected Russian cyber terrorist, and cyber criminals have been using it to steal passwords, but also things like credit card information, bank account logins, and even crypto wallets. The malware spreads by impersonating trusted brands, including Microsoft itself. The investigators at Microsoft's own digital crimes unit claim to have identified nearly 400,000 PCs running Windows that have been infected with Luma. Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:50. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into this Memorial Day holiday weekend. Stick around.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area. Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 1045. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, a cult classic getting part two here. You're going to love this if you like Meryl Streep. Here's Michelle Pollino.
The Devil Wears Prada's sequel is officially set to hit theaters May 1st, 2026, and that's sooner than fans expected for a film that has yet to confirm its cast. The original 2006 hit, based on Lorne Weisberger's novel, starred Meryl Streep as the formidable editor Miranda Priestly, Anne Hathaway as the fresh-faced assistant Andy Sachs, Emily Blunt as no-nonsense Emily, and Stanley Tucci as the sharp-tongued Nigel.
You work a year for her, and you can get a job at any magazine you want.
Last year, Puck News reported that a sequel was officially in the works with rumored plot details, suggesting that Streep and Blunt could be back. According to Variety, the story would follow Priestley grappling with the decline of print media. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And the owner of the, I'll say controversial site, OnlyFans, is engaging in talks to sell the massive content creation site for a hefty price tag. According to multiple reports, Phoenix International could sell the porn-driven company to an LA-based investment firm at a valuation of around $8 billion. So when people say sex sells, they're not joking. Sources say the talks are not exclusive, and there's no timeline for when a deal might be consummated. OnlyFans launched in 2016, and top creators include Cardi B, Bella Thorne, Iggy Azalea, Bad Baby, and Mia Khalifa.
There you go, 655. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, not seeing much going on the roads, so thank you for staying safe out there, especially as we creep into this holiday weekend. As for the weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 73. Saturday and Sunday going to be very sunny, very clear, beautiful days, just a little bit on the warm side, but that's to be expected in late May. Monday's going to be similar, but as we creep into Monday night, you're going to see some slight rain chances, currently sitting at around 20%, and then Tuesday after that, it's going to creep up to what is currently expected to be 40.
You see, you started off really great, and then you started getting into Monday afternoon, and then it started going downhill from there.
Yeah.
Nice job. Good forecast from Memorial.
Thank you, sir.
Sure, yes. Hey, Lilo Stitch hits the big screen. I like these two characters. Here's more.
He's so cute and fluffy.
He is your responsibility. Got it.
We promise.
Yeah.
A Disney animated movie becomes a live-action feature film. In Lilo and Stitch, a genetically engineered alien crash-lands on Earth and turns paradise upside down. Stranded in Hawaii, the chaotic but lovable Stitch gets adopted as a puppy by a fiercely independent girl named Lilo.
Stitch bad.
Sometimes family isn't perfect. That doesn't mean they aren't good.
Together, they discover the true meaning of friendship, loyalty, and ohana, the Hawaiian word for family. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, a verdict has been reached in the Kim Kardashian robbery trial. A lot of bucks involved here. Here's Michelle Polino.
A Paris court has found the ringleader and seven other people involved in the 2016 robbery of Kim Kardashian guilty. The court acquitted two of the 10 defendants. During Paris Fashion Week, masked men stormed Kardashian's luxury apartment, tied her up at gunpoint, and made off with $6 million in jewels. 69-year-old Almar Ait Kadash was the alleged mastermind. Authorities say evidence included DNA on zip ties, wiretaps, and a drop diamond cross. Kadash claims he was just a foot soldier. In court, he asked for 1,000 pardons. The 2016 heist sparked a shift in celebrity security and privacy. The sentences range from prison terms to fines. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the husband of a Today Show co-host passed away at the age of 45. Uche Oje is Chanel Jones' husband of 17 years. He passed away following a battle with brain cancer. The couple married in Philadelphia in 2007 and had five kids together. Savannah Guthrie says that Uche was an incredible person and that they all loved him.
Okay, a lot of folks like to take in the movies during like a Memorial Day weekend type things. Here's some new releases you need to be aware of. Mission Impossible at the end. Paul Rudd behind the director's chair. And a Disney modern classic, they all get shot at live action this weekend.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino. In what could be the biggest movie of the summer, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning hits theaters.
Smart people on every side are close to panicking.
It's starring Tom Cruise in his final installment in the franchise as Ethan Hunt.
Hey, guys. This is my neighbor, Craig. He's the best.
In Friendship, when an errant delivery driver pulls suburban dad, Craig Waterman, into the orbit of his mysterious and charismatic new neighbor, Austin Carmichael, played by Paul Rudd, a sweet bromance blossoms, but what could have been the start of a beautiful friendship is waylaid as Craig's obsessive personality begins to alienate his new pal, inducing a spiral that threatens to upend his life. Lilo and Stitch is a live-action reimagining of Disney's 2002 animated classic. It's the wildly funny and touching story of a lonely Hawaiian girl and the fugitive alien who helps to mend her broken family. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
All right, the Piano Man is calling it quits, at least for now. Could change. Billy Joel canceling upcoming tour dates after announcing a real serious medical diagnosis.
Billy Joel has canceled his entire upcoming tour, 17 stadium shows across North America and England, after being diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus. According to a statement from his team, recent performances have aggravated the condition, causing issues with hearing, vision, and balance. Under doctor's orders, Joel will undergo physical therapy and avoid performing during his recovery. He added in a statement, "I'm sincerely sorry to disappoint our audience." MPH is a brain disorder caused by a buildup of cerebrospinal fluid, often mimicking dementia, but is potentially reversible. In March, Joel had already announced a four-month hiatus due to a medical condition requiring surgery. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, a couple of things I want to leave you with. National Hurricane Center reports no tropical cyclone activity for the next 7 days. And Memorial Day weekend underway, AAA projecting 45.1 million people traveling at least 50 miles from home during the holiday period through Monday. Have a great weekend. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.